This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Today I want to speak about the subject of Rabbi Akiva being mefer the neder of Kaaba Sevuah. The Gemara says on Samach Beis Amid Beis, going on to Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Kaaba Sevuah, and Kaaba Sevuah's daughter noticed admirable qualities in Rabbi Akiva, that he was modest, that he had great qualities. And she says, if you go to the yeshiva, will you marry me? If I agree to marry you, will you go to the yeshiva? He agreed. So he married her privately, and she sent him to yeshiva. So the father heard, and he kicked her out of the house, and he made a neder that he will not benefit them from his possessions. So he spent 12 years in the academy. When he came back, he had 12,000 students, and he overheard the old man saying, how long are you going to be like a living almana? So Rabbi Akiva took the... So she said that if he would listen to me, he would go back for another 12 years. So Rabbi Akiva took that as permission, and he in fact went back. He comes back with 24,000 students. And the bottom line is, Kaaba Sevuah was having regrets. He wanted to be made for the neder. So he heard a great man was coming. The Gemara says, Shama avua da asa gavar rabba lamasa amar ezel gabe efshe de mefer nederai. So he comes to Rabbi Akiva. Amalei adaita de gavar rabba mina darta. Rabbi Akiva says, did you have in mind that the neder would... should be, even if your son-in-law would be a Gavra Rabba? And Rav Kaaba Sevuah said, no, not at all. I wouldn't have made the nether even if he would have learned one perek, even one halacha. So Akiva revealed himself, I am he. Kaaba Sevuah fell on his face and kissed Rabbi Akiva, and he gave him half of his money. So Tosfos on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, if you're able to look at it, Tosfos asks, Vim Toimar V'haloi, Asr Luftayach Benoilad. Noilad is not a valid Pesach for Neder. Meaning, something that is a future consequence which was unforeseen at the time of the Neder is not a valid Neder. Oh, if you would have known that this would have happened. What do you mean? If you would have been a Navi? If you would have been a Navi? I mean, what do you mean if you would have known that this would have happened? Of course, that's not a way to make a Pesach and a Neder. Someone made a neder, you know. If you would have known that this new eventuality would have occurred, that's not a valid Pesach. Damrinon bin Adarim. Normal cases, you know, the person thought they would be able to withstand it. The person said, "I'm not going to eat for 2 days." You know, if you would have known that you could not withstand 2 days, you wouldn't have done it. Nothing new happened. It's not a new eventuality. It's just you thought you could hack it, and it turned out you can't. But if something occurred that changed in scenario, that's not a valid Pesach. So what do you mean if you would have known that your son-in-law turned into Rabbi Akiva? But that's not a valid way to be Pesach and Eder. Damrino bin Adarim, Perek Reb Elezer, Ketzad, Amar Koinim She'ini Nena Leploini, Vinasa Soifer, it's not a valid neder. So, interesting. Interesting, that's Tosfos' Kasha. So Tosfos gives an amazing answer. Tosfos says, V'yishloimar dehochaloi choshev noilad. Here it's not considered noilad. Kivan shahalach lebei rav. Since he went to the house of the Rebbe, the derechu, it is usual, it is normal. Beholech lilmoid, that if you go to learn, shenasa adam gadol, you become a great person. So Tosfos is saying this is not a new eventuality. Nothing new arose. Nothing new came up. He went to the yeshiva. He had already gone to the yeshiva. It's normal that if somebody goes to yeshiva, he becomes an adam gadol. Now, obviously, it's not always, otherwise Kaaba Sevuah wouldn't have made an Eder. Or probably it's not Roiv, otherwise Kaaba Sevuah would not have made a neder. Derech means that's the path. The path of why does a person go to yeshiva? They go to become an Adam Gadol. Now, it might not be common, but that's what you're going for. That's the derech. The derech is, you're not there to learn one word. You're not there to be regular. The path of a yeshiva is to become an Adam Gadol. So that's not a new eventuality. That's Tosfos. We learned the Tosfos when we were learning this Gemara. The Ran in Masechta Nedarim, I sent you in the Mar Mekoymos, the Ran in Nedarim asks this question also, and he gives a little bit of a different answer. The Ran asks, Uda Amron, I think on Nun Amad Beis, Uda Amron Hacha Deshama Avua Ve'itchil Al Nidra, that which we say over here his father heard, and he was matar on the nether, Mefurash B'Ksubas V'Perk Afopi, the Pasachle, that he was able to be Poseach for him, Ilu have a yadia, if you would have known that hu chasan chatzur me'abanan, that your son-in-law is a rabbi, mima adarta, would you have made the nether? Amar loy, so Kaba Sevuah said, afilu perek echad, afilu halacha achas. Ikalak shuye, so the Ran asked Tosis is kasha, heichi pasach le b'hai pischa, how could you make such an opening? V'ha noilad hu, but it's noilad. V'tinan lekaman, v'perek poischin, we learned later on, de'ein poischin me'noilad. So the Ran answers as follows: Yesh loymar deshani hacha, different than Tosfos, not that it's the derech to become an Adam Gadol, but rather deshani hacha. Here it's different. To Rabbi Akiva al dasha yasa soifer nasa'a. Rabbi Akiva, on condition that he became a soifer, he married her. Kedi isa hasam perk afal pi behedya. The kivon shekain lav noilad hu, the shchiach tuva sheyomai perek echad v'halacha achas. He didn't marry her on condition he's going to be a great rabbi. He married her on condition he would be a sofer, and for that, all that's required is that you learn one perek and one halacha. Different than Tosfos. Tosfos says it's the derech to be an Adam Gadol. The Ran says he didn't have to be an Adam Gadol. Because Kaba Savua would not have made the nether had he learned even one parak or one halacha. And learning one parak and one halacha is definitely the derech. That's definitely common. And therefore, it is not noilad. So, based on this answer, the Shalmei Nedarim addresses another question. If you look on the second sheet of your Maror Mekoymos, the Shalmei Nedarim discusses that, what about the fact, aside from the fact that Rabbi Akiva was being Poseach b'Noilad, what about the fact that Rabbi Akiva was Noigea b'Davar? Rabbi Akiva is the one who stood to gain by Kaba Savua's nether being off. After all, he's the rich father-in-law, and he was made a nether not to benefit his daughter. So since Rabbi Akiva stood to gain, he's no gay of a daver. How is he allowed to be mater the nether? Yeah, good question. So the Shalmei Nedarim says, Uviksubis, Hanosach, Shama Avua, Kaba Savua, the Asa Gavraba, Lamasa Amra Ezel Agave, Efshabifin Arai. So he quotes the Taz, Ayin B'Taz in Reish Chav Ches of Katan Ches, Shehevi Kusha B'Shem Rivash, Eich Hitter Rabbi Akiva L'Kaba Savua, but Rabbi Akiva have a Noigea B'Davar, Rabbi Akiva was Noigea. The Tirates, the Hu Loi Hitter Ba'atzmai Al Yadei Tzrif Acher Mimai. The Taz brings from the Rivash that Rabbi Akiva didn't matter the nether himself, but he brought others with him. But according to what the Ran says, Gabi Ravina, Havale Nidra le Debisu, the Mesafkele Sham, the Benidre Ishtai Lahater, Efshir the Afilu Batsirf Acheramasar. That it says the Shalmei Nedarim, it's not Pashut, even if you have others with you, if you're one of the Bezdin, it should not work. Afilu Batsirf Acheram, it should be Asar, because of Ishtai Kagufai. So it's like being Mater Nidre Atzmai. So you have to say that Rabbi Akiva allowed, gave Rishus to his Talmidim that they could matter the Neder. Now, this is the answer I wanted to share with you. The Shami Nadarim quotes the Yadois Nadarim in the Yad Shol, Sivkat and Ches. He answers that based on Toisvis and the Ran, that the Heter of Rabbi Akiva, how is Rabbi Akiva able to be matter the Neder? But ain't Poischid Menoilad. And Toisvis answers that it's not Noilad, because it's the Derech that if you go to learn that you become an Adam Gadol. And the Ran explains more. Because since he didn't even make it, if his son-in-law would have learned one parak or one halacha, so it's very shchiach to learn one parak or one halacha. Noilad is something that's not common. So says the Shami Nadarim, quoting the Yadois Nadarim, the kasha of Noigea Bedavar is also not a question. Why is Noigea Bedavar? Why is someone who's Noigea Bedavar? Why can't they be matter? Because we're afraid that if they have a personal bias, they may not look into the matter well. That's only a neder that you need great eon and investigation to be poiseach. So then we'll be choishesh, you were not ma'ayin well. But over here, where the Pesach is black and white. You don't need great analysis. The Pesach is, if he would have become an Adam Gadol, you would not have made the Neder. And it's not a Noilad, because he was in the Yeshiva. So basically, the same reason why it's not Noilad, it's not a problem that he's Noigea Bedavar. Because Noigea Bedavar is only an issue when the Pesach is not black and white. But here the Pesach is black and white, so Negea Bedavar is not an issue. Okay, so the Shalmei Nedarim is using this Svar of Tosfos and the Ran to answer not only why it's not Poisech Benoilad, but it's also not an issue of the fact that Rabbi Akiva stood to gain, so he's Negea Bedavar. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. Thank you. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.